Welcome to Briefings in Brief, an audio digest of IT news and information from the Packet Pushers, including vendor briefings, industry research, and commentary. I'm Ethan Banks. It is November 20th, 2017, and here's what's happening. I had a briefing with Gigamon via Networking Field Day 16, a techfieldday.com event, back on September 15th of this year. Gigamon is a company best known as a provider of visibility fabrics, that is, fancy networking devices with pricey silicon that takes copies of network traffic and then slices that traffic, filters that traffic, and then forwards what's left onto tools like Wireshark or Splunk or intrusion detection devices for analysis. In this briefing, Gigamon discussed their GigaSecure product's ability to generate network metadata in the context of security. Importantly, you need to understand that Gigamon has been positioning their Visibility Fabric product set as a key component for their customers' security defense. Gigamon is not a security company, but they are inserting themselves into the network security tool workflow, helping to handle the massive volumes of network data that need to be analyzed for effective defense strategies. Gigamon would be careful to say that they are also not a network analysis tool, but rather a tool that looks at data flowing through their boxes and, in the case of GigaSecure, creating metadata and then forwarding that metadata onto the tools that do perform the deep analysis to come to conclusions about it. Regarding metadata, Gigamon mentioned they have partnerships with a number of security companies in the works and already existing relationships with Splunk and Plixer Scrutinizer. These are products that can ingest the GigaSecure metadata directly. Well, what does Gigamon mean when they say metadata? Well, it means they're generating flow records in a standardized format. Currently, they support NetFlow version 5 or 9, as well as IPFix. And IPFix is really the one that got Gigamon all excited because it gives them some record format flexibility that allows them to include all sorts of data. Now, you might be going, I already got routers and switches and so on that can generate these sorts of records for me. Why do I need GigaSecure to do it? And the idea here is that it's an offload of the routers and switches if you ask the GigaSecure platform to generate those flow records for you. The GigaSecure platform can reliably generate the flow records unsampled, whereas routers and switches are more typically going to be sampled or just not able to generate the flow records reliably if they're tied up doing other things. In addition, GigaSecure can filter your flow records for you so that you don't get more flow records than you actually need. This is very helpful if you know that you're looking for a very specific thing and don't need a representation of every flow that is traversing your network. Gigamon was particularly keen in this briefing to discuss flow record generation as integrated with Splunk. And here's the big idea. You would use GigaSecure to observe network traffic, create IPFix records of that traffic, and then send that metadata to Splunk for further analysis using the Gigamon IPFix metadata app for Splunk, which you can download from Splunkbase. If you're wondering what the heck you do with that, there's a number of use cases. They highlighted just a few in this briefing. One would be detection of malware on your network. Observe HTTP return codes. And let's say you find an unusual number of 404s, or perhaps you're looking at DNS records and you're seeing a bunch of randomly generated DNS names that hosts are looking up. Those sorts of things could indicate an infected host trying to hit a command and control system that perhaps was already cleaned and they can't contact it anymore. But you've got these unusual requests coming across the network resulting in the 404s or really odd-looking DNS names. Now you've identified a host infected with malware that you can go ahead and clean up as well. Gigamon, again, very careful to point out that they don't do the analysis. Splunk does the analysis. Gigamon is just providing Splunk with the right data. Gigamon highlighted another use case of DNS hijacking where a rogue DNS server can be detected. You would know what your good and authorized DNS servers are on your network. Splunk could provide you a list of all the DNS servers that it sees clients hitting on your network, and then you can mark these unknown or unauthorized DNS servers that could be used in a DNS hijacking attack. For more information, head on up to YouTube, search for Gigamon, NFD16, and metadata, and you will find the video that I watched to generate this report today, and you can get a whole bunch more detail about the app and how it works. And that was Briefings in Brief from the Packet Pushers. For more IT podcasts, blogs, and news created for engineers, visit packetpushers.net, where you can subscribe for free. And for even more great information, become a member at packetpushers.net/members.